Hi, this is Bob Summers. I'm one of the co-creators of the 5-star review system on Best Local Reviews. And in this audio, I want to show you how our customers are getting hundreds and even thousands of Google reviews and referrals from their happy patients. So I'm primarily going to talk about the review part of the 5-star review system, even though, quite frankly, the referral part of the system will generate way more new business for you than all of the Google reviews you'll ever get. But let's talk about the review part. So there are three things: dentists, doctors, chiropractors, veterinarians, who are getting the most reviews have in common. They are, number one, they ask more people than other people. The more patients you ask to write a review, the more Google reviews you're gonna get. Now, you may have noticed I said ask more patients. We are adamant about the fact that this is not anything you should automate. You can, of course, you can automate it with our system and all the rest, but we strongly recommend you don't try to automate the process of getting reviews, just sending emails and text out without asking people first. You can, of course, but that is no way to build a relationship. And in my humble opinion, it looks as though you're taking your patients for granted. If you ask, and you ask a lot of your patients, you're going to be building a bond with them you absolutely cannot do if you try to automate this process. Number two, likability. If you have someone in your office who is extremely likable, people will go out of their way to write a review for a likable person, where they won't necessarily write a review for you if you just happen to be a good dentist or a good doctor or a good vet. Likeability trumps everything. And here's the third thing to do. The third thing they do is they know how to ask a patient to write a review and how to engage with them when they send the review request. And that is what I want to talk about right now. So before I actually break out the psychological triggers of how all this works, what I want to do is I just want to demonstrate so you can hear it, how they're asking and how they're sending a review request. Here we go. Hey, Julie, how did everything go today? Well, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear it. You know, later today or tonight, whenever you get an opportunity, would you mind taking a few minutes to write a review for us on Google? And Julie, the reason I ask is when you write a review on Google, it helps other people learn about our practice through your experience with us. Would you do that for us, please? Well, thank you. Before you go, I'd like to send you an email that has a link in it to where you can easily write that review. And I want you to know Dr. Bob is really looking forward to reading your comments. Thank you. Julie, if you'd like, I can text this request to you too. Would you like me to do that? Great. Julie, thank you so much. We'll see you at your next appointment. That's it. Now let's break out the psychological triggers along that request, okay? So the first thing I did is I took Julie's temperature. Hey, how did everything go today? Now I encourage you to do that regardless of if you're going to send a review request to someone or not. It's good to know if they had a good experience. Then I went on and made my request, and it sounded like this: later today or tonight. Now that's how I started, and did you notice when I said that, it immediately put the patient at ease. They realized, oh, he's not going to ask me to do whatever it is he's asking me to do while I'm standing here. Nope, I'm not. Later today or tonight, or whenever you get a few minutes, would you mind writing a review for us on Google? Now notice how I was very clear about Google. I didn't say, would you write a review? I didn't say, will you write a review on Google or Facebook or blah, blah, blah. No, only Google. And here's what we know. If you want Google reviews, ask people to review you on Google. The next thing I said isn't necessary, but what we do know is that it will increase the response rate. And what I mean by that is the number of people that write a review by up to 30% if you give them a reason why you're asking. Now, you don't need to give everyone a reason why you're asking, but you'll notice sometimes when you ask someone to write a Google review, they get it. They're like, oh yeah, I'm happy to do it. Other times you're gonna ask and they're gonna respond like, oh, okay. When they do that, you need to give them more information. You need to give them a reason why you're asking. So in this case, I said, Julie, the reason I'm asking is because when you write a review on Google specifically, it helps other people learn about our practice through your experience here. Wow, that's a pretty honorable reason for me to write a review for you. Now, once Julie says yes to that, what she's wondering is, okay, what is it I need to do to write a review on Google? So we're going to answer that. And the way I answered it was this: before you go, Now, those are the three single most important words in my review request, because this is what we know. If you send the review request to a patient after they leave your office, or you try to automate it and it goes out 10 minutes later, if you don't send it to them while they are standing in front of you and engaged with you, the response rate plummets. Now, I don't fully understand the psychology behind this, but it seems to be if the patient sees me send the request to them by email or text or whatever, if they are engaged with me when I do it, they know that I know they got it. So that's why this is so important. Of all the things you can do to get the most Google reviews, the single most important thing you can do is send the request to them while they're in your presence. Now, you're not asking them to write the review while they're there. Quite frankly, I think that's really pushy. I would never do that. All you're doing is sending the request. All right, so before you go, I'd like to send you an email with a link in it to where you can easily write that review. Now, there's a couple of things you may have noticed when I said that. I said email. I didn't say email or text. And of course, with the five-star review system, you can send it by email or text. And let me tell you something right now. It's 2018, and we've done this for years. I can tell you that if you want to get the worst results possible, send it by text only. And that's not because our texting feature isn't awesome. I mean, it's one click to Google. Nothing could be easier when it comes to writing a review on your phone. The problem is, not everyone who opens their text is in a position to write a review at that moment. And many of those people never go back to their old text where they can write a review. Now, I'm not saying don't send a text. What I am saying is if you send an email, or an email and a text in 65% of the cases, you're going to get, on average, 30% more Google reviews, and I'll explain how that works a little bit later. So notice what I said. Before you go, I'd like to send you an email that has a link in it to where you can easily write that review. So what your patient is thinking, okay, well, how long can that take? Only a couple of seconds. You're going to send me a review while I'm here. All right, now here's the reason why you always want to get permission to send an email. Number one, if your patient does not respond to your initial review request, after 3 days, the system sends them a default email. It's called an off-the-hook review reminder. Now, keep in mind, you can turn this off, you can change the text, you can do whatever you want. But the reason we have this email going out is because we are a customer service company first. Now, I know a lot of you don't know this, but prior to us doing this, we ended up building what became the largest customer service training company in the United States. We did about 3,000 seminars a year, and we wrote customer service training manuals for many of the Fortune 500 companies. Now, this was all the way back in the mid-1990s. It was called Summers Communication. Because of our experience in customer service, we know it is way more important for your customers to want to refer you to their family and friends than it is to strong-arm them into writing a review and then them being so upset they never come back. So here's why you want an email. If you get their email, that off-the-hook reminder goes out, and here's how it reads. Hi, Julie. If you've not had an opportunity to write a review for us, please don't worry about it. My only concern in asking you to write a review was to make sure that you were delighted with the quality of our service and to let you know how much we all appreciate you and your trust in our care. Now, that email is only going to go out if you get their email. We do not text things like that to people when they don't expect it. Now, that email is designed to do two things. Number one, let people know you care way more about them than some silly Google review. And number two, that you understand they're busy. If they can't write a review, please don't worry about it. It's meaningless to me. You mean way more to me than some silly review. Well, here's the unintended consequence that we discovered when you do the right thing. Do you know what people do when you tell them sincerely not to worry about writing a review on Google? They stop what they're doing and they write a review. It's crazy. So the first reason you always want their email is they'll never get that reminder if you only get a text. They'll never feel like you let them off the hook. They'll never know that. And if you don't do that, they're going to come back into your office and say, Dr. Bob, I'm so sorry. I told you I'd write that review. I didn't do it. I don't want people thinking those kind of thoughts when they think of me. I want them to think happy thoughts. So that's the first reason I want your email. Now, as I mentioned, we're not going to talk about the flyer and how awesome that is in generating new business. That's not what we're about here today. But if you're going to send that wonderful digital mobile-friendly flyer to your patients and have them share it with their family and friends, which will generate a ton of new business for you, you've got to get their email as well, okay? So that's why I say email. Now, let's go back. Before you go, I'd like to send you an email that has a link in it to where you can easily write that review. Okay, great. Now, here's the last thing you want to say in the request before we go to the file and fill it out. Julie, I want you to know Dr. Bob and all of us are really looking forward to reading your comments. When the patient knows that the doctor and the rest of you are looking forward to reading their comments, they're 20% more likely to write a review because they don't want to let you down. This is just awesome. So let's do the first part really quickly again. Here we go. Later today or tonight or whenever you get a chance, would you mind taking a few minutes to write a review for us on Google, please? Now, if you feel you need to do more, you're going to take it to the next step. The reason I ask is when you write a review on Google, it helps other patients learn about our practice through your experience. Would you do that for us, please, Julie? Now, remember, you don't have to add that second part in, only when people don't fully understand why you're asking. Then I'm going to say, before you go, I'd like to send you an email that has a link in it to where you can easily write that review. And I want you to know Dr. Bob and all of us are really looking forward to reading your comments. Okay, now we're in front of the computer. We're on our iPhone. We're on our iPad. We've got it right there. Now, one of the things I encourage you to do, you're on the Request New Review page, which is that simple form page. I encourage you to pre-fill out as much information as you can. It'll save time. So if you know you're going to ask this patient to write a review, type in his or her first name. You can type in a last name if you choose to. It's a great way to keep track of the person. And type in their email. Remember, we always want to get permission to send email. Now, that information's already filled out. So when I walk them over to the computer, they're right there. The next thing I'm going to say is, Julie, if you like, I can text this request to you too. Would you like me to do that? You're going to discover here in 2018 that about 60 to 65% of your patients are going to say, sure, text it to me. That would be great. I prefer texting. Wonderful. Put in their text number. If they say no, leave it out. You, under no circumstances, want to be sending a text to a patient unless they've agreed to get it by text. And once again, I want to reinforce this. If all you're doing is sending text, you're going to get the worst possible response with the five-star review system. And that's not because our texting feature isn't awesome. It has multimedia texting, so your logo or picture shows up in the text. It has a direct link to Google. It makes it as easy as possible for people to write a review on their telephone. It's because the email provides so much more than just a text. Texting, by the way, is what we call one and done. You get one shot and that's it. Always get their email and then ask if you'd like I can text it to you too. All right, there's tons of reasons for that. Now, as we go through the rest of the form, you know there's some other things you can fill out. If you have multiple dentists or doctors working in your office, you can select which doctor or dentist serve them. You don't need to ask them that, it's just right there. And the reason, of course, you would do that is so you can keep track of the quality of service provided by each dentist or doctor, and their name and photograph will show up on that flyer if you choose to send the flyer. And then, of course, you have the opportunity of selecting your own name as the person who would ask that particular patient to write a review. Okay, so I do want to talk about the referral tool for just a moment because I know many of you have seen huge benefits with it, and I want all of you to get the same benefit out of it as everybody else has. If and only if you have a patient and you know they are just hot on you, they love you, their temperature is 1,000 degrees, and they want to refer you. Many of you are asking for referrals anyway. This is the time to do it because now you can ask and put a tool in their hand and make it incredibly easy for them to share this digital flyer with the dentist's name and picture and tons of social proof on it. You can make it super easy for them to share. So if you want to, you can ask the patient this one last question. Now remember, it's not everybody, but it's those special people you're asking for a review. Julie, if it's okay with you, I'd like to send along our digital flyer and ask if you wouldn't mind forwarding that on to your family and friends that are looking for a dentist. May I send that along? And the coolest thing about that flyer is we can tell you how many people saw that flyer based on Julie sharing it with her family and friends. You hit the submit button, it is done. It is that easy. So let's go over this one quick time so you can hear the whole thing. I'm going to leave out the reason for asking for a Google review because this person gets it. But I am going to ask for the referral in this case because they're just a hot customer. They love us. Here we go. Hey, Julie, how did everything go today? Oh, that's great. It's always fun seeing you too. Hey, later today or tonight, when you get a couple of minutes, would you mind writing a review for us on Google, please? Well, Julie, thank you. Before you go, I'd like to send you an email that has a link in it to where you can easily write that review. And I want you to know Dr. Bob and all of us were really looking forward to reading your comments. Now, Julie's standing in front of me, in front of my computer. I've got her first name, last name, email, and maybe even text already filled out. Julie, if you'd like, I can text this to you too. Would you like me to do that? If she says yes, I put the text number there or leave it. If she says no, I leave it blank or take it out. Julie, if it's okay, I'd like to send along our digital flyer and ask if you wouldn't mind forwarding that on to your family and friends that are looking for a dentist. May I do that? Well, Julie, thank you. I'm really looking forward to reading your comments and seeing you at your next visit. Thank you very much. Folks, that's it. Now, if I were to do a quick synopsis of what you need to do to get these reviews, number one, remember, likability trumps everything. If you are a likable person and people know you care about them, you laugh easily, they will jump through fiery hoops to write a review for you. So they don't have a Google account. So what? If you're likable, they'll create one for you and write a review. We see this all the time. If somebody is likable, people will create a Google account and write a review. So please do not think otherwise. Number two, always ask people to review you on Google. Be clear about it. Number three, let them know you're going to send them an email, not a text, an email before they go with a link in it to where they can easily write that review. And then let them know that the doctor and all of you are looking forward to reading their comments. Then as you fill out the form, that is the place and the only place now to ask about a text. Julie, if you'd like, I can text this to you too. Would you like me to do that? And then, of course, if you're going to ask if it's okay to send the flyer, this is the time to ask and hit send. Now, folks, I can tell you, if you follow these guidelines and you don't just text everybody or you don't just say, will you write a review, you are going to get outstanding results. We have customers with thousands of five-star Google reviews. We have people that don't even care about the reviews any longer. It's the referral tool they're going gaga over because that's where all their new business is coming from. If you use this system in this way, you will be so happy with your results, your online reputation, your referrals, the relationship you're building with your customers. With that, I wish you the very best, and of course, at any time, if you have questions, give us a call. Obviously, we're in Hawaii, so it's going to be a lot earlier here than it is where you are. The good news is we're open till 10 and 11 o'clock at night, East Coast time. With that, thank you. I wish you the best. Go get those reviews.